welcome to the In Any Event podcast. This is the show where we dissect the meaning of your favorite entertainment media and tech products. Today we will be discussing how Cyberpunk 2077 shows the negativity of too much hype, and how the product of USA basketball, especially recently, shows the elitism that the U.S. feels as a basketball country, and also shows how elitism can cause complacency. As always, if you have suggestions or you just want to talk about the show, we have Instagram and Twitter at IAE Podcast, as well as iaepod@gmail.com if you prefer to send us an email. So then, what was the deal with Cyberpunk 2077? It had quite a lot of hype going into it, but I think the main problem it had with that hype was that there was too much. And not only was there too much, it was the wrong kind. Now, when I say it's the wrong kind, I mean it was hyped as something it was never going to be. Regardless of how lofty the goal is, it was hyped just as something that it straight up wasn't. You have the whole Keanu thing, right? He was part of the promotion for the game, and, you know, that was pretty awesome to see. But then they start making Cyberpunk 2077 out to be this future of gaming type product. And that's already a red flag, a setup for failure, in my opinion. Because as you're developing this game, you know what it is. And as we saw when it came out, it was really just another RPG. I mean, it sure, there was no one RPG, it wasn't copy and paste from something earlier, but it has elements very similar to a lot of RPGs before it. A lot of people compare it to Fallout. I think that's a fair comparison. I have recently been playing Watch Dogs 2, which a lot of the elements seem to be not directly taken, but very inspired off of that. So I don't think you can dub it as something completely innovative when it's, while it is, could be a very good game, it's just not the huge innovation no one's ever done this before that they tried to make it out to be. And the game comes out, and even for what it was, it ended up being pretty fucking disappointing. Not only was it bland on release, as I said before, but it had an obscene amount of bugs, especially early in release, and didn't perform well on any machine. Pretty much PC was the only way toward the beginning to really enjoy the game, because the Xbox One and PS4 versions were terrible, and the new consoles just weren't available yet. Speaking of not being available, this game was delayed like 4 or 5 times leading up to its release. And that is something where you really start to get some hype if you're trying to get people excited about your game still and you're delaying it. Then I think that makes you come off as a developer who really cares about your game and is going to make your game very good. But that's just not what ended up happening, and because of that, it generated so much unwarranted hype. For all this stuff we had on the game, that it was supposed to be the next great game, the most innovative game we've ever seen, having it just be standard ended up being boring. A lot of people ended up hating the game. I didn't end up hating the game. I played it for a little bit. I thought it was fine. But the thing is, I never played all the way through it like I would expect to. Fallout 4, a very similar game, I played through like probably 4 or 5 times. And this game I'm just uninterested in because there's no excitement factor to it, because I don't want to get excited about this game, because what if it disappoints just like it did then? And I think the biggest lesson learned from Cyberpunk 2077's failure is that hype doesn't only create disappointment, it makes that disappointment take more away from the overall product than just the sum of that disappointment. It makes it mean more. I feel like what comes to happen when hype is taken and made into something that actually meets expectations, it really, that's all it does. And I don't know, things start to feel dry when they're hyped too much, because yeah, this is what we expected, this is what we wanted, you gave it to us, like, cool, thank you. And I feel like when you get something unexpected, it's just that much better, because like, whoa, this thing was great, and it really is great because I didn't expect it to be. But the problem is, when you hype things up too much, when something is great, you don't feel, I guess, the greatness of that greatness. And so the feeling kind of gets lost. Like, sure, it might be fun, but the feeling of that fun and that, like, having a great time can be lost when there's too much hype. I would almost describe that as, like, burnout. You took all this excitement you could leading to the release of a product, or for a basketball player to come into the league, and you see that product, and you already used up all your excitement for it, right? You're never going to be excited about something for forever. And so all hype does is it makes that excitement come at a time where you can't capitalize off of it. And then when it does come time for that thing to do what it's supposed to do, whether it's a video game or a basketball player, or a football player, could be any type of sports player, I suppose. But you're sort of burnt out on the excitement for it, and you don't get excited for what the actual product comes to be. All this to say, I think hype in moderation can be okay. I think getting excited for new things can be good. However, not so much that it takes away from the final experience if it's anything but better than expected. Anyway, it's time for a quick break. I'll come back after to talk about how USA Basketball has created elitism and therefore complacency from its product. Alright, so USA Basketball, what's going on with them? Well, they've taken some pretty bad losses, to say the least. The USA loses to Australia, the Boomers, a very interesting team name for them, especially since they're a national team. Usually those reserve their nicknames for very specific situations. Anyway, that is off track. And they're also lost to Nigeria, who have a few NBA players, but nobody of very good note. This has stirred up a flurry of emotions from fans and media that cover USA Basketball, to say the least. All people talking about how the NBA has gone soft, and the USA players are soft, and they think they just have the right to win. I will definitely get to that later. Because generally, I feel like USA Basketball, both their fans and the media, do actually feel like we have the right to win, when that's just simply not the case, certainly not anymore. In the past, we've seen USA Basketball just drop 50 bombs on every team around, and as seen on Instagram recently, they would do it and then spend their time at a Wendy's after beating Honduras or whoever by 50 points. I mean, that was the level of dominance that they had, is and the arrogance that they had rightfully, but I don't think they can have that anymore. They can't have that arrogance anymore because the rest of the world has gotten too good at basketball, and this goes to the NBA's credit. They have really globally marketed their product, and it has allowed for many national teams to field teams of players that are good enough to beat anybody. I mean, Kevin Durant, who by my metric is probably the best basketball player all around in the world right now, is getting completely like boxed up by some of these defenders for Nigeria and Australia. And we see players like Patty Mills, like just dropping 20, 30 points against good teams with NBA players, because guess what? Those teams have NBA players too. And they have NBA caliber players that maybe aren't even playing in the NBA. Basically, international basketball, because of the NBA's efforts, has gotten so much better. And we've all been here for it, and we've cheered that on. But now we're realizing that it's affecting how USA Basketball has to approach themselves. And I feel like that's making some people maybe a bit hypocritical. They expect the U.S. to still be the best when essentially they were calling for that not to be the case. They were calling for more basketball around the world that's going to create competition. And I think it is hypocritical to say that the U.S. should still be as dominant as they were in 92. But even so, people think the complacency comes from a softer NBA, and well, that's a whole nother discussion. I think the complacency just comes from that elitism itself, from thinking that you are naturally better than the other players around you, as just because you're a part of USA Basketball. It's not the case anymore. It never was. But the players don't seem to think that they have any real competition when it's turning out they do, and maybe they'll figure that out. We'll have to wait and see. I feel like the problem with elitism comes when, of course, well, you're an asshole to other people because you think you're just naturally better than them, but also towards yourself when you think, oh, I don't really have to work at this because I'm just naturally good at it. Because at some point or another, that's not how that's going to work. Especially if it's competitive, like basketball. Someone is going to catch up to you because they have that hunger for something and you don't. And you have to keep that hunger if you're going to keep that position. You can't act like you still have it when you're not working towards it. The complacency that comes from elitism often brings on excuses as if, like, the NBA being soft, like I mentioned before, or this player being terrible, as if one player is ever really the issue, especially when the team should be so much better than those around them. But complacency comes from that elitism because you think you're just good enough, as I've already said. And that complacency is what keeps people from doing what they love. It's what keeps people from doing things that they really want to do, maybe that they really need to do. And of course, people always have an amount that is enough for them. But you can't feel like if you have enough that you are really going to keep it in a lot of situations. There's just too many ways where if you get complacent on something, it's going to come back to bite you. And I feel like USA Basketball is completely embodying that right now. The takeaways I found when researching for this podcast were mainly that hype only really means anything if it comes along with the content that is being hyped. If you start a game that you know nothing about, you're going to be excited about that. And as you're going through it, you're going to really engage with it because you're excited about it. If there's a task that you're really excited to do, but if someone starts telling you how awesome this task is going to be or how awesome this game is going to be, you're really going to second guess yourself. And I think the main thing is to really find a balance for that excitement. And I think Cyberpunk 2077 teaches that really well. As for elitism and complacency, I really think that those are things that can be a really big problem, especially with a lot of the egos floating around in sports and sometimes even in news media, where people just are content to be the best and don't realize that others might come and try and be as good as them or better. And I think the more people just challenge themselves, the better they can be overall. You can't feel entitled to what you have if you don't do what it takes to keep it. All right. As always, the socials for if you want to contact me or just talk about the podcast, you can follow the podcast on Twitter and Instagram. That's at IAE Podcast. Or if you'd prefer to send me an email, you can go ahead and send that to iaepod@gmail.com. Thank you for listening and have a nice day.